Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Student Radio Maastricht with Metaphorical Radio on RTV Maastricht 107.5 FM. Thank you so much for coming by and co-hosting this amazing show to come up. Liam, do you want to say hello?
Hello there. And today we have Anjaki Yo-Yo coming up in the studio. Let's introduce everyone. We've got Coco.
Hello, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
June?
Hi, I'm June. Thank you for having us.
Mike?
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm back again.
And Rafael.
Hello, here I am again.
So first, we'll have to introduce everybody's roles. And Jackie Yo-Yo is a band from Japan where Coco plays guitar.
Yeah.
June plays the keys and sings. And they are managed by Mike. And Rafael is their producer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a Nepo party here today.
Yeah.
You just heard Not Today, Not Ever by Anjaki Yo-Yo. And June, could you tell us a bit about this track?
Yeah, this is the first track that we made with other people. And we made the song with Rafa.
Yeah.
That's what we did. Mm. And it was a lovely process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then next up, we will be listening to Uraniwa.
Break of dawn, doubt I try not to see. Good. to stop on it. No answer right here, no matter what I say, it will never be like for good. Beyonce, this week we're standing as one. Can you see?
Thanks for staying tuned in. You're listening to
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio. Metaphorical Radio. On Student Radio Maastricht, RTV Maastricht 107.5 FM. Thank you so much indeed for Metaphorical Radio to come by and co-host this amazing show.
Yeah, hello there. We really have to enjoy these moments.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely. And we are. We are. I definitely am. What a track. Thank you so much, Liam, and rest of the team. Do you want to say a quick reintroduction?
So we're here today with Anjaki Yo-Yo on Metaphorical Radio. That's Student Radio Mastery.
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio.
And we've got Anjaki Yo-Yo here today, and we'd like to go a bit deeper, do a bit of a deeper cut into who Anjaki Yo-Yo are. You might have heard them recently at LBB, you might have seen them at the AC, and who knows where they will pop up again. Yeah, so, guys, Coco, how did Anjaki Yo-Yo start?
It was in the beginning. It was funny because I was attending to the kind of school, music school, and in order to train my guitar skill. And at some point, there was competition where if you go through two or three competition, you can play at Blue Note, and in Japan, and at that time, she saw Jun saw my performance, and after that, she invited me to play music together, and she came to music school for me. But I heard about it from reception. But I didn't believe in it, so. You know, I was about to come back to my home, but she talked to me from my back space. So
oh yeah, so she was talking to you from behind you.
Yeah, behind yeah. me, yeah, and yeah. From there we she wanted to make band and looking for guitarist apparently, and she invited me. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And what was that like for you, Jun?
So I was thinking why he is leaving.
Oh, yeah. Leaving from school. Yeah. Because I didn't believe in, girl comes to school for meeting me. It was kind of sounds miracle, right? Right, and so that's why I was about to come back to home.
Besides, I didn't know your face because I was watching you from the seat of the Blue Note. So probably he's Coco, but I don't know who is he. So. I was scared.
You're scared. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
it would have been a whole different band if it wasn't Coco.
So that sounds like a beautiful way of meeting each other and getting into music. And you have quite contrasting styles. So I'm very curious as to how you got to that point where you thought this is the match?
Yeah, in the beginning it was really difficult to match our style, because I think we play music completely opposition style. You know what I mean? My guitar play is really aggressive and percussive, and she sing the way she sing sounds like, how to say, more lighter, you know, like more beauty. So we didn't think our style doesn't really match at the time, but our goal was same, to make to match our style together. And then from there we were trying a lot of time in order to match our style, and then gradually made it. And we wanted to make our own style, special one. So yeah.
And
from the beginning. Yeah.
And you've delivered something quite unique.
Definitely. It's an absolute pleasure to get to work with you guys. And just like you said before, the way your music accentuates each other, like the way you sing so softly and beautifully with that aggressive guitar.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah. It's a beautiful blend.
It's like having a flower next to a raging fire, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the flower somehow thrives in the heat.
Yeah. Like a volcanic flower.
Ooh. Yeah, that's it. That's
great.
Or more, you know, like a bird, something maybe. How did you guys come up with the name Anjaku Yo-Yo? What does it mean?
Anjaku. So Anjaku means the small bird, like swallow and swallow, and yo-yo means cheerful. So we are like two little birds from Japan, but we are small than you guys. So, but we can do everything.
It's two little birds trying to make it in the big world.
Yes.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
And then what's the message that's behind your music? What's the thing that you would like to convey to your audience, to us?
I want them to excite.
Okay.
ちょっと待って。
Yeah. Go ahead. 頑張って。
頑張れ。
頑張れ。
ちょっと待ってな。We'd like to make more exciting live shows.
So let me rephrase the question. We just listened to Uraniwa, and we've talked before, and you mentioned it means backyard, and how it's descriptive of Japanese society. Culture, you know, in that sense, like, what is it in your songs that you're trying to bring out, that you want the people to understand when they hear you guys play?
So Uraniwa means backyard, and I really like writing sad love songs. And this is super sad love song. So the girl who has boyfriend, but he cheated. And Uraniwa means her mind. And first she is taking care of her Uraniwa, herself, but after the cheating, she
gave up
the fire.
Oh, that's even better.
So it's a really sad song.
And it really hits deep. That's beautiful to hear. And then a last thing that I want to talk about, because you guys have had a big background, you know, you've been playing for quite some time in Japan. And I, you know, if you go into your website, you can see that your one of your songs was picked up for an anime. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, sure. Our, you know, homepage, says, one of the song is for writing for animation. And actually, we didn't really do that at the time. We didn't really feel to make song for company or animation at the time. But, you know, in order to make money with music, and then miraculously, I don't know why, when we moved to Tokyo, from Osaka, I don't know why the company asked us to write music for company animation. And then, glad for us. And then we started writing a song. And then, like Liam said, there is one of the song, in one of song we made is for anime. It's one of biggest anime in Japan. So, and then we did like that anime. So it's
what
really...
What anime is it?
It's called Macross. Mm-hmm. Macross series. It's one of, probably biggest anime in Japan. And we really honor of writing a song. And we didn't expect, you know, to go through the judgment. Our music is, go through this their judgment. But we are really surprised.
Yeah. It's a beautiful achievement to build from. We're going on to the next track now, and you guys will be listening to Raisan.
thanks for staying tuned in. You're listening to
Metaphorical Radio.
On Student Radio Maastricht, RTV Maastricht 107.5 FM. Thank you so much for coming by, Liam from Metaphorical Radio, and co-hosting this amazing show with Njaku Kuyoyo.
Thank you, Sham. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. We just listened to Raisan by Njaku Kuyoyo. And guys, I would just like to ask, it's such a heavy-hitting track. What is it about? What is Raisan?
Oh, Raisan.
Raisan means celebrate. But actually, it came from Inye Raisan. And it's a book that I have, and it's about the darkness culture in Japan, and the song meaning is like, let's celebrate the darkness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So today we're celebrating the darkness as much as we're celebrating the light.
I like it.
Yeah, and we were just discussing how you set up in Japan, how everything worked. How was it to put on shows, you know, organize? How was getting shows in Japan?
Oh.
Ah.
Great question, probably.
First, we should contact with the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to submit our profile.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is the most differences, I think. We have to buy ticket from the venue.
Yeah, yeah, it's normal. So in order to join the, you know, booking of concerts, we have to go, first of all, we have to go venue we look for, and we concert, how we can play concert there. Yeah, and it's easy, kind of easy to play concert in the venue, because we just go, and we speak about us to, you know, director, and but it's quite easy. But from there, if you get scheduled to play concert, you have to buy tickets from venue. Like you have to sell tickets for audiences yourself.
Oh, you buy all the tickets.
Not all tickets. It's determined by venue, so
10 to 30.
Yeah, 10 to 30 always. And then you have to pay money for it, and then you can buy, and then you have to sell them to audiences. And you know, from the beginning, we don't have any audiences. Yeah, really difficult to sell. So that's why we needed to play. And play our song on the street, and then in order to sell, but difficult.
Mm. Besides, the live show is always starting 6 yeah. p.m.
6 p.m., 7 p.m. Yeah.
That's very early.
Yeah,
it's very early.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, and was that, you know, did you not have any connections, no other bands?
So yeah, it's quite hard to say. We don't have any musician bands, and we don't have any musician friends. So in Japan, so the reason
all of Japanese people would like to make groups.
Mm, yeah,
but we didn't. Mm. So it's the reason.
So.
All right, yeah. And that sounds so different to the way things are over here in Europe, over here in the Netherlands, over here in Maastricht. So at what point, how did you come to the decision to come to the Netherlands? And yeah, you guys are with Mike now, for example.
Yeah, it's miracle, I think.
Yeah, really miracle.
Super miracle.
Yeah, how was it you guys met? How did that go? I kind of forgot.
Yeah, really funny.
Yeah, I mean, we were doing our events, Raphael, in Heerlen. And apparently Jun and Coco, when they came to the Netherlands, they sent out a shit ton of emails to venues, to managers. I saw Jun's book and it's like pages and pages of email addresses.
That's right.
And we were pretty much the only party that actually sent the mail back. So that's what it boiled down to. And they came over to play in our venue and I just instantly fell in love with what they do.
Yeah, I mean, we fell in love before that. We went over to talk with them before.
Oh, that's true.
We met at the restaurant at their place.
That's true. We went all the way to The Hague, right?
Yeah.
To have dinner together. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's quite a funny situation, right? Yeah, I lost my car keys and everything. And then, I was such a mess as I always am, and they still decide to ask me to be their manager, which is quite impressive if you ask me. But I'm glad to be here, man. I'm glad to be here.
I think it's the perfect manager to have.
Yeah,
it's
really good. Totally.
Yeah, a little bit of chaos is healthy.
Yeah. Well, guys, the next track that we have coming up is Dark Blue.
Your voice inside my ears with no fear, no tears. So I close my eyes and I let deep.
for staying tuned in. You're listening to
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio on Student Radio Maastricht, RTV Maastricht 107.5 FM. What an amazing track was that by Njaku Yoyo. Thank you so much, Liam, from Metaphorical Radio for coming by. And
thank you, Shem.
Thank you.
And thank you, Njaku Yoyo and the crew, to show up for this recording today. Guys, we were just talking how you guys met. We were just discussing that point. And I think a fun little thing is you guys lived together, right?
Yeah, in the same building.
Yeah.
It didn't start out like that.
Okay. So these guys used to live in The Hague because, you know, in the previous section, we did tell you guys that we went over to meet them. And eventually, unfortunately, due to some unforeseen circumstances, they lost their place to live. So I offered them to stay over at mine. Now, mind you, I have two rooms in my apartment, and that's a bedroom and a living room. So we came to the conclusion that maybe it's a good idea to just pitch a tent in the bedroom, and then, you know, we had a good month of happy camping.
Yeah, happy camping. Yeah, very great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very cozy.
Cozy, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it was actually a great experience to, you know, bond as like a manager and an artist. Like I'd say I'd recommend it, but I can also understand why most people wouldn't go this far. But yeah, you know, Coco was so kind to cook for me almost every day.
Yeah, and with the Japanese food.
Yeah. I had some amazing food. Yeah. Yeah, no, they were great guests as well. And eventually, the place above me happened to open up and they got to move in right away. So we are still living pretty close together.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. See, that's a beautiful little story. Mm. And we just listened to Dark Blue. Mm-hmm. Now, Dark Blue, what's the inspiration for that?
Yeah, from Tenet, of movie. Yeah, a moment we saw that movie, we start wanting to write that kind of backtracking first. So, you know, Tenet movie has a lot of great soundtrack. So it's really impacting to us. So we wanted to write a song with that kind of backtracking. But we couldn't make backtracking actually. So yeah, we asked one of my track maker for making that kind of, you know, movie sounds, and we put our music style on it. Mm. So yeah, something like that. Yeah, probably it's working.
Yeah, no, that's super interesting. Mm. Thank you for sharing that with us. One of the things people who've seen you play recently might have noticed is you've got a whole style now, right? Would you guys like to elaborate on that?
On the stage style.
Stage style, yeah.
So we are wearing kimono, but it's not traditional kimono. It's traditional, but we've chosen four kimono
at a time. Yeah.
And we drew the
pattern.
Yes, pattern. And we submit it to kimono Rikchu Kigis. Mm. And she made our outfit.
So that's tailor-made. That's especially for you guys. Yeah. Is there anything special about it?
Yeah. We have two bars on our back.
And they match up. So if we see your backs to each other or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's wicked.
Yeah, it goes. If you when you see at our, you know, our back with our outfit on the stage, you can it goes to how say match.
It matches.
Yeah, it matches, and it's like yeah,
it's a complete picture.
One picture. Yeah, become one picture. So, and then it says our music style as well.
And it's quite romantic if you think about it, right? Because it's not just your music style. Mm-hmm. It's you guys are life partners as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you live together, you make music together, and then the outfit just brings it together. I think that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
honestly.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's super beautiful. Mm. I'm glad to hear that you guys got to have that made for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other elements that you're now bringing into your show, the way you perform or the way you use your lights?
Yeah, regarding light, when it comes to light, we always leave it up to lighting director. So yeah, at the time we are on the stage, we didn't expect the lighting director make that red light actually, but it makes us really feel excited, and that lighting director makes really well, because when we are on the stage, and he felt what we do, and then when we make a break, when we made a break on the song, he also stopped writing or make dark situation, and then next situation, he put lights on the stage with red light or radar as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think this is a good moment to give a shout out to all the lighting technicians in Netherlands, because apparently if you're not from here and you're from Japan, then that's not something you're used to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Now these people are artists in and out of their own right, complimenting the artists on the stage, and I think that was a very happy surprise for you guys as well, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, shout out to David as well.
Ah, David.
Mm. He did it at LPP. He did a great job.
Yeah.
He's the man.
All right. The next song that's coming up is a little bit different. It's been written from the heart. Enjoy Cozy World.
This night will never end. Feel like I'm praying in the church. All the good and bad just disappears. Now I don't feel free. my heart beats fast again.
Thanks for staying tuned in. You're listening to
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio.
Metaphorical Radio. Metaphorical Radio.
Thank you so much. On Student Radio Maastricht, RTV Maastricht 107.5 FM. Thank you so much for coming by Metaphorical Radio. Liam, our co-host.
Thank you, Sham. And thank you to Njaki Yo-Yo.
Thanks, too.
Coming up here. Yeah, guys, I was so curious. Is this your first time on the radio?
Not really. When we used to live in Japan, one of biggest radio looked after us. Well, yeah, it's called FM Osaka. Yeah, ever since we started this project, we are not popular, despite we are not popular and not great at the time, but they look, yeah, even now they've been looking after us. And when we come back to Japan, they always invite us to join the radio. So we wanted to give shout out to FM Osaka, definitely.
So while we're on the point of shout outs, are there any other people that you would like to shout out?
Yeah, of course, a lot.
My friend Yuji, he's a video director of our YouTube music. So he's always with us and taking a picture or taking a video. Yeah, he did a lot for us.
Just imagine, this guy lives in Japan and like once in a blue moon he flies off to here to actually like either take a video, like when they played at LBB he was there to take a video as well. Yeah, he just like has a vacation of 2 weeks and he goes back to Japan, and like in half a year or another year he does it again.
Yeah,
this guy's crazy, but he's such a cool guy.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, deserves a big shout out if you ask me.
Definitely.
Yuji, kore kiite tara mo Oranda koi ya. もうここに引っ越してきて、ここに住め、マジで。
Japanese words. Metaphorical words.
I basically just told him to just move here and just like live in with us because we want this guy around as a video.
Yeah, he should. I know. He's got a great tent in his bedroom.
Ah, yeah, totally.
Okay. Where are we?
Yeah. So, if you guys enjoyed this these songs by Njaki Yo-Yo, you've enjoyed the talk we've had with Njaki Yo-Yo, come to LBB April 16th for the Jam XL with Anjaki Yo-Yo.
That'll be next week on Tuesday.
Then if you really enjoyed, really, really enjoyed, check out their YouTube channel. It's also Anjaki Yo-Yo, and check out their website at anjakiyoyo.com.